Alright, today's daf is Zvachim daf Samachay, the last full daf of the six parak of Masech Zvachim. We are not likely to finish the six parak today, but let's make a move toward it at least. We are holding up the Mishnah daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. Now this Mishnah is largely repetitive. A lot of the information in this Mishnah is just repeated in the context of Oaf, but a lot of the information has already been said in regards to Behema. In fact, not only is it repetitive from the fact that it was learned earlier, a lot of the halachas were learned earlier in regards to Behema, a lot of them are going to be learned again in another Mishnah or another set of Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos. If you were to take a quick peek at Tosfos on Samach Hei Amid Beis, there's a Tosfos that's misplaced. It really belongs to Samach Dalet Amid Beis. Tiny Tosfos, Ketzad Karav HaMatir, says Tosfos, Kol Hanach Mishnayos Tahacho De Parakam De Mechilto De Menachos Tzrich Ledakta Kamay Tzrich Kulhu. We really need to figure out, Tosfos doesn't have an answer, he says, we really need to figure out why we need these Mishnayos, the Mishnayos at the beginning of our Masechta in regards to Behema, and the Mishnayos of Maseches Menachos. So let's go through this Mishnah. Olas Ha'Of Ketanasis. How do you do an Olas Ha'Of? Olas Lekevish in front of the Sovev. If you go up the ramp and go around toward the Sovev, which is not the top of the Mizbeach, the middle part of the Mizbeach, Bala Lekeren Dromas Mizrachas, you go to the southeast corner, Hayimolik Esrosh Mimul Orpa Umavdil. You do Malika on the back of the neck, and to the point where you decapitate the animal. We had a machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether it means you have to decapitate the animal entirely or just cut shnei simanim. Umitza is dam al ker mizbeach, and you then squeeze its blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Natal sarosh vihikiv beis melikasa lemizbeach. You take the head and you go around. You bring the beis melika, the area where you did the melika, to the mizbeach. V'safka b'melech, and you salt it. Every karba needs melicha. V'zarka al gabei yishim, and you put it on top of the fire. That's what you do with the head of the animal. Then bolo leguf. Then you go to the body of the animal. V'hiser samura v'sanotza v'spnei me'ayim ayotzim imam, and you take out certain parts of the animal, the crop, the feathers, and some of the surrounding skin and the innards of the animal that come out with it. V'shlichu lebeis hadashen, you throw that to the beis hadashen. We learned the beis hadashen was next to the ramp of the mizbeach on the floor of the azara. Shisa v'lo hivdil, if you cut it open and you didn't totally separate it, v'im hivdil kasher, but if you totally separate it, that's also kasher. Sofko b'melech v'zorko al gabei ishim, you then dip it in salt, you fill it with salt and you throw it on the fire. So you do malicha and you throw it on the fire. Lo hisir amur v'lo anotz, if you did not remove the crop or the feathers, v'espinei me'ayim hayotzim imam, and the insides of the animal come out with it, and you didn't salt it, whatever you messed up in the animal, whatever you did wrong about the karban, after you already squeezed the blood on the mizbeach, it's still going to be kosher. Hivdil b'chatos v'lo hivdil ba'ola, pasul. If you're mavdil in the karban chatos, but or not mavdil in the karban ola, then it's going to be pasul. Remember, that was one of the differences between karban chatos and karban ola. Do you need to decapitate? Do you need to be mavdil? Mitzas dama rosh v'lo mitzas dama guf, psula. If you squeeze out the blood from the head, but not the blood from the guf, puzzle. Dama guf, lo mitza dama rosh, kshera. But if you squeeze out only blood from the guf and not the blood from the head, that is going to be kosher. That part of the Mishnah was not the repetitive part of the Mishnah. That's all unique halachos that relate to bird karbanos that we didn't have anywhere else. Now, this is the next part of the Mishnah, is the part of the Mishnah that we had earlier in the Masechta in regards to Behemos, and again we're going to have later in regards to Karban Mincha in Maseches Menachos. Chatos of Shemalka Shalol Shema, Mitzah Dama Shalol Shema. If you have a Chatos of where you do the Malika Shalol Shema, or you do the Mitzoy Shalol Shema, or Lishma V'Shalol Shema, or Shalol Shema V'Lishma, or you have some combination of Shalol Shema and Lishma, puzzle. Olas Ha'Of Kshero, B'vad Shalom, also L'Bailim L'Shem Chava. By an Olas Ha'Of, it's kosher, but it doesn't count L'Shem Chava, the Bailim is still chayiv in the Karban, but the Karban itself is kosher. Echad Chatas Ha'Of, Echad Olas Ha'Of, Shem Malkam, Shem Mitzas, Dom Alechel, Dover Shadark, Alechel, Akdu, Dover Shadark, Alahatir, Chutz L'Makomo, whether it be a Chatas or an Ola, if you have in mind to when you do the malika or the mitzvah, you have in mind to eat something that should be eaten in the animal, or to burn something that should be burnt in the animal, but at the wrong place, in the wrong place, it's possible in bokaris. That's not pigul. You're not chayav karis because it's machshava chutzl makomo is not going to make it pigul. Chutzl's mano, pigul v'chayav lov karis. But if your machshava is for chutzl's mano, outside the wrong time, beyond the time, beyond the right time, then it's going to be pigul and you're going to be chayav karis. So, provided that everything else was done correctly, but with the animal. What do we mean when we say if you do the malika without any wrong machshavos, but then you do the mitzvah with a machshav of chutzlzmano, or vice versa, you do the malika with machshav of chutzlzmano, you do the mitzvah with all the right things in mind, or you do the malika and the mitzvah of the dam both with the machshav of chutzlzmano, zeh shekar v'matir k'mitzvaso. That means everything else was done properly, it was just this machshava of chutzlzmano that was wrong with it, and therefore it's going to be pigul. Ketzad lo karvan hamatir k'mitzvaso. What's an example where the matir is not, where everything else is not done properly? Malach chutzlmakomo, you do the malika with the machshava of chutzlmakomo, then mitzadam chutzlzmano. You do the mitzvah with the machshava of chutzlzmano. O shemalach chutzlzmano mitzadam chutzlmakomo, or vice versa. O shemalach mitzadam chutzlmakomo, or you do the malika and the mitzvah with the machshava of chutzlmakomo. Chatzas ha'of shemalku shalol shema umitzadam chutzlzmano, or chatzas ha'of where you do the malika shalol shema and you do the mitzvah adam with machshava of chutzlzmano, because by the chatzas shalol shema is going to make it possible, right? So it's dafka by the chatzas shemalku shalol shema that we say that that's lo karav amatir k'mitzvaso. O shemalak chutzlzmano umitzadam shalol shema, or by the chatzas if you do the malika with the machshava of chutzlzmano, you do the mitzvah with the machshava shalol shema. O shemalak umitzah adam shalol shema, you do both the malika and the mitzvah shalol shema, zeh shalol karav amatir k'mitzvaso. That's an example of lo karav amatir k'mitzvaso, where there's something else wrong with the karban besides for a machshava of chutzlzmano, which would make it pigul. Then it's not, as long as it, when there's something else wrong with it, it's not going to be pigul, it's going to be pasul. What about the following? Lechol chatzizai lechol kazayis b'chutz kazayis l'machar. You have machshava to eat a kazayis b'chutz, which is chutz l'makamo, and a kazayis l'machar, which is chutz l'zmano, or kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz, or vice versa, or kachatzizayis b'chutz, kachatzizayis l'machar. You have in mind to have half a kazayis chutz l'makamo, half a kazayis chutz l'zmano, or kachatzizayis l'machar, kachatzizayis b'chutz, or vice versa. Possible then b'karis. Then it's going to be possible, you're not going to be chayv karis. Amr Yehuda, zeh klal. Im machshavas hazman kodem al machshavas hamakom, pigul v'chayv nalav karis. If your machshava of chutz l'zmano preceded your machshava of chutz l'makomo, it has already become pigul, as long as at the time that you had the machshava of chutz l'zmano, there had not yet been anything else wrong with it other than your machshava of chutz l'zmano, that makes it pigul in your chayev kares. But v'machshavas hamakom kadmon machshavas hazman, pasul ve'in bo kares. But if by the time you had your machshava of chutz l'zmano, you had already had a machshava of chutz l'makomo, then it's already going to be pasul, you're not going to be chayev kares, that's not karav amatir k'mitzvaso. But v'chamram zevzeh pasul ve'in bo kares, the chamram say it doesn't matter which came first. If along with the machshava of chutz l'zmano, you had any machshava of chutz l'makomo, I don't care whether you had that machshava before the machshava of chutz l'zmano, or you had that machshava of chutz l'makomo after the machshava of chutz l'zmano, either way, it's not karav amatir. So, it's not pigul, it's just pasul in bokares. Lechol chatzizayis lach chatzizayis kasher shein achil vaktar mitzdarfin. If you have in mind to eat a chatzizayis and to burn a chatzizayis, let's say chutzl mekomo or chutzl zmano, it's going to be kasher because the we do not combine achila and haktara in regards to a machshava on a kazayis. When a person has a machshavas pigul, they're in violation of a losase in the Torah. Pasuk says lo yechashev. However, all the Rishonim seem to agree that there is no malchus on a machshavas pigul. Question it because it is a lav she'in bo maisa. Question the Achronim deal with is why is it in fact a lav she'in bo maisa? Generally, lav she'yesh bo maisa and lav she'in bo maisa is not only defined by whether you do an action, where by machshavas pigul you're clearly not doing an action, you're just having a machshava, but the Gemara in Tamura expands the definition of yesh bo maisa to Tamura, which is only bedibur, which is only by speaking, and that's also not a maisa. But the Gemara says that's called the yesh b'maisa because B'diburo is Ovid Maisa, because through that dibur, there are consequences to the dibur. Something's happening. The status of something is changing. So that makes it a Maisa. So the Achronim have a hard time figuring out why we don't say the same thing by Pigel. But Machshavaso is Ovid Maisa. Maybe by dibur it's a little more of a Maisa than by Machshava. And that's why by dibur we're going to say that even though dibur is generally not a Maisa, if it's Ovid Maisa, B'diburo, that's going to be considered a Maisa. Maybe we won't say the same thing by Machshava. That's the interesting discussion in the Achronim about why it is that pickles are lav shema ma'isa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you get malchus on the lav shema ma'isa, so then you would get malchus on the machshavas pickle as well. That we all discussed already earlier in the Masechta. Now, what's the psul of machshava shalol lishma? There's a very interesting machlokas in the Achronim in regards to what the nature of the psul of machshava shalol lishma is. The one possibility is that the psul is that you didn't do the hakravas karban lishma, meaning there's a requirement to do the hakravas carbon lishma. By failing to do that, that's the psul. And even though the Gemara's maskana earlier in the Masechta is that even if you don't have beferish machshava lishma, that we assume stam lishma, we assume that stam the carbon lishma, that means that nevertheless, if you have a machshava shalol lishma, you remove that stama, you take away that lishma fulfillment of the carbon. In order to fulfill the lishma, you don't actually have to think lishma. You just have to avoid thinking shalol lishma. But the psul of shalol lishma is not an inherent psul in lo lishma. It's that you didn't do lishma. Lishma is the requirement, and by having machshava shalol lishma, you failed to do that requirement. That's one possibility. Briskarov, however, tries to prove that that is not the psul of shalol lishma. He tries to prove that stam lishma means that the karban brought without any kavana at all is totally kosher. Karban does not need kavana lishma at all. And even if you have machshava beferish lo lishma, it doesn't take away the lishma status of the karban. Memela we assume a karban is lishma. The fact that machshava shalol lishma passels is not because it takes away the lishma status of the karban. Rather, it's a din chadash, it's a separate din that we derive from psukim, that a machshava shalol lishma is a passeling factor. It's got nothing to do with the requirement of lishma. The requirement of lishma is always there, and that's what stam lishma teaches me. An isser of a psul of shalol lishma is a separate psul unrelated to the requirement of lishma. Sounds very academic. What's the nafkamina between whether shalol lishma is just a chisaron of lishma or it's unrelated to lishma? So the nafkamina is in regards to the possibility of being chozer and mesakin in avoda where you already had a machshava shalol lishma. Let's say already had a machshava shalol lishma, can I now fix it? So in the Brisker Rav, he writes, if the whole psul was simply a lack of lishma, so then it would make sense that if you were makabel or zorik the dam with a machshava shalol lishma, and there's still more dam in the neck of the animal, go and be makabel and zorik with a proper machshava, and therefore you will have fulfilled your lishma, and that would be fine, because as long as you fulfill your lishma, you're okay. But if the psul is that it's a separate psul, nothing to do with a lack of lishma, a machshava shalol lishma is a machshava aposeles, just like a machshavas pigle. Well, once you have a machshavas pigle, you can't go save it. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to go and change it. So therefore, if you're zorik the dam with machshava shalol lishma, you should not be able to go back and change it. In Rav Elchanan, he writes that Rav Chaim also held, like the Brisker Rav, a little backwards, right? The Brisker Rav probably got it from Rav Chaim, that the yisod of psul machshava shalol lishma is midin machshava haposeles like pigul, and not because it's a chisaron in lishma, the karban, and that's how Rav Chaim explained the halacha that we learn in our Mishnah, that machshava lishma v'shalol lishma together passels the karban. You don't find that by any other mitzvahs where you need to do lishma. By a get, where you have to write the get lishma, you don't find that if you write l'shem gerishin and also l'shem l'islamed, that it's going to be nifsal. You write a get l'shem to use for divorce and also l'shem to use it to learn how to write a get, that it's going to be passel. Why? Because it was nichtav l'shem gerishin. The psul of shalol lishma by gerishin is a lack of lishma. So as long as you have lishma also, so it's going to be okay. But the psul of shalol lishma by karbanos is not a lack of lishma, it's a separate psul, and therefore even if you have lishma vishalo lishma, that's going to passel the karban. It's an interesting discussion. Rav Elchanan was trying to connect this to the requirement of lishma by tzitzis and elsewhere. One more very important point in the Mishnah, and that is as follows. All of the achronim are bothered by the following kasha. Our Mishnah discusses, what if you have machshava to eat kechatzi zayis and to be makdir kechatzi zayis. So is that chutzal mekomo chutzal mano? So our Mishnah said that's kosher because ein achila vahaktara mitstarfin. That achila and haktara are not mitstarif. Now, but we have that same halacha in regards to machshavas pigel on zvachim, on animal karbonos, and by menachos, by machshavas pigel. Now, the truth is, though, they point out that it makes a lot of sense in the other two contexts. It makes a lot less sense in the context of a bird, because by ofos, it's not shayach mitzius of machshava of achila and haktara on the same bird. Because by an olas ha'of, all you do is haktara. There is no achila. By an olas ha'of, the whole thing gets burnt. And by, so it's not shayich to have a machshavas achila. By a chatas ha'of, the mizbeach only gets the dam. Everything else gets eaten. All of it gets eaten by the Kohanim. So it's not shayich machshavas haktara. You're not burning anything by a chatas ha'of. So what does it mean? You're having a machshava to do chatzi zayis of the achila chutzuz mano and chatzi zayis of the haktara chutzuz mano. There's no of karban that requires both an achila and the haktara. It's one or the other. The ola needs only haktara. The chatas needs only achila. So how can you have a chatzi zayis of a machshava on an achila and a chatzi zayis of machshava on a haktara? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't work. So three terutzim that the achronim come up with. One is Sfasemes and Ol Shlomo explain. Now, when we talk about a machshavas achila, so we pointed out earlier in the Masechta that achila doesn't just mean a human being eating it. Achilas mizbeach is also called achila. What's the difference then between achila and haktara? The mizbeach is eating it either way. Difference is in what language you think. If you think in the language of haktara, that's a machshava of haktara. If you think in the language of achilas mizbeach, that's achila, even though it's the same action that's happening to it. So that's what it means. You have a machshava that on an olas ha'of that it's all going to be on the fire, but in a kazayis of it is going to be put on the fire chutzlus mano. But you have a machshava that half a kazayis should be makdir chutzlus mano, and half of the kazayis should be nechal chutzlus mano. So even though it's the same thing, they're not mitzayir with each other, which makes the chiddush of the Mishnah that much greater. That you're having a machshava to take a kezayis and do one thing with a kezayis, chutz lizmano or chutz lemakomo, it's not going to pass it because the language of your machshava was different for half a kezayis as it was for the other half of the kezayis. That's a wild chiddush. That's one teretz. A second possible teretz suggested by the Achronim is what Safnas Paneach suggests, that if you bring a kan, an Ola Sa'of, together with a Chata Sa'of, we view a kan, a pair of birds, an Ola Sa'of and a Chata Sa'of, to be considered one karban. And if therefore, the Achila and the Haktara, one would think, should be Mitztaref, and Machshavas Achila and Chatzi Zayis from the Chata Sa'of with Machshavas Haktara and Chatzi Zayis from the Ola Sa'of, so the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that that's not Mitztaref. But it is Shaykh to talk about a karban with a bird that has both achila and haktara, because by birds we view it as one kan, we view them as a unit, the two birds together as one unit, which is an interesting chiddush. The Briska Rav writes, based on in Meisar Kabbalah, Yud Dalet Beis, to explain a Gemara Maseches Menachos. The Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Dalet says that you could be menadig b'shutfus afilu preda achas shalof. If two people want to bring in a dava, they can bring even a single bird as an adava b'shutfus together, and you don't have to dafka bring two birds, even though they're shutfin. So the Briska Rav asks, what's the chiddush of that? Obviously, if you're allowed to bring one animal together b'shutfus, why shouldn't you be allowed to bring one bird together b'shutfus? Well, because it's a smaller animal, so I would think that it can't be brought b'shutfus. What's the havamina that it shouldn't be able to be brought b'shutfus? So the Briska Rav explains that a carbon shalim of an oaf is a kan. A complete carbon of a bird is not a single bird. It is two birds. A kan, shtei torim, shnei b'nei yonah. The fact that the Torah says v'krivu, that you're allowed to bring even a preda achas, so I might have thought that that's only for the individual. But for shutfim, that chiddush of v'krivu, that you're allowed to even bring a preda achas, I might have thought that doesn't apply for shutfim. So that's the chiddush that even applies for shutfim. But the yisod of the whole din is that a complete carbon by a bird is not one bird, it's two birds. And that's the yisod that the Safnas Paneach is working off of over here, that's why it's shayich both machshavav haktara and achila on a bird, because we're not talking about one bird, we're talking about a set of two birds. Final approach, the Or Sameach is miyashev, based on the chakira that he has. If someone has a machshava to be shofech shirayim lemachar, to take the shiarei adam, the leftover blood, and be shofech chutzlus mano, Do you have to have a machshava of a kezayis, like a machshava lahaktir, or do you say no? By shirayim, there's no such shir. We never find any shir of shirayim. It's just whatever blood is left. That's the din of shirayim. That's what you pour without any shir. So if you say it by shvicha shirayim, it's also a din of kezayis, that you have to be mechashiv on kezayis, just like by haktar you would be mechashiv on kezayis. So maybe that's what it means. You choshev lechol kechatzi zayis on chatas. On a chatos ha'of, and to be shofech from the dam a kechatzi zayis on the mizbech, and that would be like a din of haktara. So that's considered that it's not it's not pigle, because achila and haktara are not mitztarif with each other. Okay, that's the third possible approach. Says the Gemara now. Tan Rabban v'ikriva matam lomer. Why does the pasuk have talmud v'ikriva? L'fishenemar v'ikriv min haTorah mom b'nei Yona. Since the pasuk says you bring from the Torah and the Bnei Yona, meaning the point is that this is written in regards to an olas ha'of. Pasuk says v'kriva akoyin el mizbeach. So why does it have to tell me that he's a kriva el mizbeach? So yachla misnad devo flo yivchos mishnei predin. This is the din we just referred to. You might have thought that if a person is misnadev from two of a single oaf, or he's misnadev an oaf, you can never have less than two by definition. Tamud lomar v'kriva. That's why the pasuk says v'kriva afilu preda achas yavi el mizbeach. That even if it's just one bird, you can bring it to the mizbech. That's the special gzeres hakasav. It's from there that the Brisker Rav says that you see that the default position of a bird is that a bird always comes with two. That it's the real carbon shalim of a bird is with two. You need a special gzeres hakasav. Tell me that you can bring one; it's going to be kosher as well. So ma talmud lomar hakohen. Why does the pasuk say hakohen? Lekva lo kohen, to tell me that a dafka needs to be done by a kohen. That the malika of an oaf has to be done by a kohen. Sheyachol valodinu. I might have thought the following. Umma ben son shekavlot safan lo kavlo kohen. If a sheep that needs to be done in the north does not need to be done by a kohen, shechita bizar is kasher. Of shalom kavalot tzafon and eventually kavalot kohen. So an oaf that does not require tzafon doesn't need to be brought in the north. So I would think for sure it's less restricted. You shouldn't need a kohen. Let a zar do it. Tamalomer ela kohen lekvah lo kohen. That's why the pasuk has to specifically say ela kohen, to tell me that you need to have a kohen dafka. Now the Taras Hakodesh Vasem is asked. Wait a second. Malikas ha'of. Malikas olas ha'of is dafka done on the rosh ha-mizbech, is dafka done on the top of the mizbech. So what was the Gemara's cheshbon over here? By behema, where you need safon, it's so much more restrictive, and yet you don't need a kohen. So by the oaf, where you don't need safon, all the more so you shouldn't need a kohen. The Sfas Emes, the Olas Ha'of, the Malik of the Olas Ha'of, must be done on the Mizbeach. We had a Mishnah that the top of the Mizbeach has a din of Tzafon. At least half of the top of the Mizbeach, perhaps the entire top of the Mizbeach, has a din of Tzafon. Kachay Kachim Sheshachlim Brosham Mizbeach, the Mishnah said, Ki Ilu Shaftan Mitzafon, the first Mishnah in this Perek. So if you hold that the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzafon of the Azara, or had a din of the Tzafon of the Azara, so the Malik HaSol Olasof does have to be done in the Tzafon. So what does the Gemara mean when it says over here that the Olasof doesn't require Tzafon? So it could be the Gemara was referring to the Chatas Ha'of, not the Olas Ha'of. That the Chatas Ha'of, which doesn't have to be brought on the top of the Mizbeach. In Chazon Yecheskel is Miyashev, that by the din of Tzafon, it's not enough that the Maisa Shechit or the Kabbalah should be done in the Tzafon. You need the Kvias Makom of the Guf HaKorban. You need the carbon, the animal itself, to be omed Batzafon, not just the Maisa Shechit done Batzafon. What difference does it make? Difference is, what if you're standing Batzafon, you stretch out the animal's neck in the Tzafon, but the rest of the animal's body is not in the Tzafon. So is that going to be good? The Gemara says, Oso Batzafon, that on the Behema, there's a din that the Behema needs to be in the Tzafon. So if the din of Tzafon was knowing by oaf, the halacha would be that the oaf, the bird itself, would need to be in the tzafon as well. But by oaf, we don't have a din of tzafon. It may need to be brought on top of the mizbeach, but there's no din of tzafon. So if the bird is outside of the tzafon, but the neck of the bird and where you're doing the malika is in the tzafon, so that would be kosher, as opposed to by behemah, it wouldn't be kosher. That's what we mean when we say that by behemah it's more restrictive, it needs to be tzafon. It means that the behemah itself needs to be tzafon. Another possibility the Achronim raises, maybe that it's it's not only the Malik or the Shechita needs to be B'tzafon, but the Kabbalah Saddam by Behemos needs to be B'tzafon. And by the bird, even though the Malika is B'tzafon, the Kabbalah Saddam is not done B'tzafon. But either way, that you have to deal with that Kasha. The first mission in this parak obviously discusses the idea of the Mizbeach counting as Tzafon. Okay, says Gemara Vaitu, Yachli Yimlkenu B'sak, and I might think to do the Malika with a knife, not with your hand. V'dinu Ma'im Shechita Shelo Kavala Kohen, Kavala Kli. So, and you think about it, if Shechita, you don't need a Kohen to do the Shechita. Shechita is Kasher Bazar, and yet you do need a Kli. Malika Shekavala Kohen, and then Shekavala Kli. So, Malika, where you do need a Kohen, all the more so, you need a Kli. Tamalomer Kohen Umalak. That's why the Pasuk says, Kohen Umalak. Would you ever think that the Malika is done by anyone but the Kohen? The Zar is not allowed to go on the Mizbeach. Why does he have to tell me Kohen and Malak? That Dafka to teach me that the Malika has to be done with the Kohen's body itself. That the Kohen cannot do the Malika with a knife. He needs to do the Malika with his own body. So that's how you know that Malika is not done with the Kli, that Malika is done by hand. Briskarov suggests that even though both Malika and let's say the kmitza of a carbon mincha, they're both done ba'atzmo shel kohen, neither of them can you use a kli for. You don't take a measuring utensil to take out the flour of the kmitza of a carbon mincha, and you don't take a sakin to do the malika of an oaf. But says the Briska Rav, even though they both require the body of the Kohen, they're two separate dinim. They're completely different from each other. When it comes to the Malika, requiring the Atzmo Shel Kohen is not part of, it's not a requirement in the Avodas HaMalika. It's a requirement in the Maisa HaMalika. In that the Maisa HaMalika is that the definition of Malika is Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen and not with a knife. By Kemitza, however, the Atzmo Shel Kohen is needed for the Avoda of the Kemitza. Avodas HaKemitza is called Avodas Yad. What's the nafkamina, whether it's the Maisa or the Avoda? Sounds very academic, again, as most of the Briskarov's Chakiras, until you hear what the nafkamina is. So there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Masechta Schulin. Let's say a Kohen does Malika with another part of his body. Let's say he takes his tooth and does the Malika, as hard as it is to imagine, with his tooth. Is that going to be a Malika Kasher or not? According to Rashi, yes. It's a in Chulin Daf Chafam and Alf Dibur Maskil Lo. Rashi says it's Kasher. Tosos disagrees, says the Malika is Pasul. So this is the Nafkamina. Since by Malika it's not a din in the... The requirement is one of Atzmo Shel Kohen. It's not a din of the Yad. It's not a din that you need Dafka the Yado Shel Kohen, that the definition of Malika has to be done by Yad. Rather, it's a din that you just need Atzmo Shel Kohen. So then you could argue that doing it with the tooth would be good enough. In fact, the whole reason Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, Tosfos says, is that Malika needs to be done by a min. So how do you do with a tooth? A tooth, you don't have a right and a left by two. You have a set of teeth. It doesn't. We don't count right and left when it comes to teeth. Rav Elchanan and Pesachim Ostazayin writes that there's by the din of Yamin that you need by Avodas Kachim, you can have a Chakira, whether it's because Avodas Kachim requires Yamin, or that it's not that Avodas require Yamin, it's just that small puzzles. He says that's maybe the Machlokas Rashi tells us. Tosfos says, how could you do Yamin with your Shein, with your tooth? You don't have a Yamin. So maybe Rashi will understand that no, there's no requirement of Yamin, you're just not allowed to do Besmal. So the tooth is not a left tooth either. It's just a tooth. So as long as it's not small, it's not going to possible. But either way, the assumption of the discussion is that all you need is Atzmo Shel Kohen. You don't need Yado Shel Kohen. You don't need the hand of the Kohen to do the Malika. You just need his body to some part of his body to do the Malika. Says the Gemara Vayitu, Yachli Yimlkena, Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata. I think you could do the Malika both on either on the top or on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Tamalom or Malik Vehiktir. Ma'akhtar Barosh Mizbeach, Av Malika Barosh Mizbeach. Just like the Akhtar is Dafka on the top of the Mizbeach, so to Malika is Dafka on the top of the Mizbeach. Umalak mimul oref, and the Malika has to be done from the back of the neck. Atom mimul oref, savar. Is it dafka the back of the neck? Maybe you should be able to do the Malika from the front of the neck like you do Shechita. Vidunu, nemra kan umalak, venemra la'alan umalak. Malalan mimul oref, afkan mimul oref. No, because it says umalak in two contexts. So just like in this, by Chatas Oof, we know it's mimul oref, so too, by Olasof, it's got to be mimul oref. Imalalan mulik venum. mavdil, af kan molik veinu mavdil. Wait, if you're going to derive everything from chatas ha'of, so should you also derive the halacha that you don't decapitate it and apply that to all the sof as well? Tamalomer molak vihiktir ma haktara harosh liatzma vagufla atzmo. That's why it says molak vihiktir, to relate the malika to the burning of the olas ha'of. Just like when you burn the olas ha'of, we know the din is that you burn the head and the body separately, as delineated in the Mishnah we just read today. So af malika harosh liatzma vagufla atzmo. So too, when you do the malika, you create a situation where the guf is liatzmo and the rosh is liatzmo, where you decapitate it, where you totally separate them from each other. Uminayin shak taras harosh ba'atzmo vaguf ba'atzmo. But that previous limud assumed knowledge of a fact that when you do the burning, the rosh and the guf are separate from each other. How do we know that that's the case? Shenemar v'hiktir oso harei aktaras haguf amura. It says v'hiktir oso, so that already teaches me you have to burn the body. Hamani mekayim v'hiktir mizbecha. What do I need another pasuk to tell me v'hiktir mizbecha? Ba'aktaras harosh hakasam medaber. Must be that there's a separate haktara for the rosh and for the body, and therefore that serves as a possible source from which to learn that malika also by the olas ha'of requires separation of the body and the head. V'nimtza damo kulo, and you should squeeze out the blood, all of it. El kir mizbeach, v'lo el kir kevish, v'lo el kir hechal. To the wall of the mizbeach, not on the wall of the kevish, nor on the wall of the hechal. Ve'zezeh zekira elyon. Oeno el kir, that's the upper wall of the mizbeach. Oeno el kir tachton, maybe it's the lower wall. V'dinu, and you would say the following. Ma behema shechatas l'mala ala salamata. So if by a behema, where the carbon chatas is brought on the top, the ola is brought on the bottom of the mizbeach, so I would say, of shechatas l'mata, where even the chatas of is brought on the bottom of the mizbeach, eno din shalas l'mata. I might have thought that the ola of should all the more so be brought on the bottom of the mizbeach. Tamalomar, umalak v'hiktir v'nim sedamo. That's why it says, umalak v'hiktir v'nim sedamo, to tell me that it's dafka brought on the top of the mizbeach. How does that teach it to me? V'chisal adaitach l'achash v'hiktir chozer m'matzah. Because does the pasuk even make any sense? After you already burn it, you're then going to squeeze out the blood. It's a little too late to squeeze out the blood after you've already burnt the entire thing. Elomer l'cha, rather, it's coming to teach you a din. Mak tara brosh ha-mizbeach, af mitzui brosh ha-mizbeach. That just like the akhtara is done on the top of the mizbeach, so to the mitzui is done on the rosh on the top of the mizbeach. Ha-ketzad, how do you do that? Ha-ya-ola v'kevesh, you go up the ramp, u-fon of the sovev, you turn off one of the side ramps to get to the sovev, u-bala l'keren dromis mizrachis, you go to the southeast corner. That's where you do the malika on the sove from the back of the neck. Umavdil, you decapitate it. And you squeeze the blood on the wall of the mizbeach. Now, if you squeeze the blood below where you're standing, up until one amma below where you're standing, because you're standing on the sovev, by one amma, it's still going to be kosher, because it has to be done on the top half of the mizbeach. Chuta sikra is one amma beneath the sovev, so you have one amma underneath you that you could actually squeeze the blood onto that area. That's still going to be kosher. Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov omrim, kol atzma einasis ela brosha mizbeach, that it all has to be done on the top of the mizbeach. My benayu, what's the difference? Everyone just said that it has to be done on the top of the mizbeach. What are they adding? Abayev Rav, Darmi Tarvayu, osa ma'arach al gabe sovev ika benayu. They're arguing whether you're allowed to have a ma'arach, a fire, to burn it on the sovev, or whether that has to be done on the top of the mizbeach as well. If you look at Rashi, my benayu kolomer b'maykam ifgi al karch l'tanakam d'gufei islay v'hikter v'nimtza damo di'lav svir le'kira elyon minalei. Because clearly, even Tanakam agrees that you're maktir in the place where you do the mitzvah on the top of the mizbeach. So what are they adding? Osa marach l'tanakam rotzalas marach al gabe sovev v'lahakdir osa. According to the Tanakam, you want to burn it on the sovev. Gezuntei, you could go and burn it on the sovev. So that's why the mitzvah, which is under the sovev, is considered close to the place of haktara. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Nechemya come along and they say, no, all of it has to be dafka done al rosh hamizbeach, that you can't make the fire on the sovev. That's the machlokas. It's interesting that you have the word. Someone just told me a vart yesterday. I thought it was very very cute vart, that you have the word kir. to describe a wall in some places in Shas, and other places in Shas to describe a wall, we use the word choma. Why some places kir, some places choma? Rabbi Yechiel Weberman told me the name of Rabbi Shapiro from Miami. I think he's a famous speaker, Rabbi Shapiro from Miami. But anyway, he said that kir is from Lashon Kar. Choma, Lashon Chan, that when you build walls, you can have two goals. You may build walls to keep everybody out, to be cold and make anyone unwelcome in your environment and what's considered your space, or it may create a sense of warmth. You may be building the walls to build a house for Achnas Orchim, etc. That's a good Shavar Brachas Torah. So that's why sometimes we have the word Kir, sometimes the word Chan, that walls can accomplish two very opposite things. Okay, sounded better when he told it to me. Okay, Bala Lugu. So if the Mishnah then says you go back to the guf of the behemoth, Tan Rabbanan, v'yisiras mora aso b'notzasa zu zefek, that you should remove the mora with the notza. That's a reference to the crop. Yochel yaktir b'sakin v'yitla. I know I might think you should cut it out with a knife. Tamalam b'notzasa notzasa notza yima. You should take the notza, the feathers, the surrounding feathers with it. Abiyosi ben chanan, meaning not just to cut out the crop itself and leave all everything else around it. Abiyosi ben chanan omer. You even take out the kurkavan, the gizzard. If I went online to look where it is, I wasn't so familiar with the biology, but it's a much lower down inside the bird is the kurkavan. So you even take that out with it. That no, with the notza you cut out like a window with a knife, but not more than that. Shisa v'lo hivdil. The Mishnah spoke about where your shisa v'lo hivdil. If you didn't totally separate it, Tanu Rabban v'shasa ein shisa l'biyad. Shisa means biyad. V'cheinu omer v'yishteu k'shasa agadi. That when the pasuk describes in Sefer Shoftim when Shimshon was saw the lion, how he just totally ripped it apart and with his hands, with his bare hands. So that's what we're supposed to do with a bird. It's easier to do with a bird than with a lion, right? So we rip it out with our hands. Lo hisiras hamora, if a person did not remove the mora, right? So masnisin delo k'Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So our mission is against Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, shamati shemavdilin b'chatasof. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, I heard that you can be mavdil b'chatasof, meaning, even though the olasof you're supposed to decapitate the chatasof, if you're not supposed to decapitate, I heard if you decapitate the chatas of, it's not going to be possible. It's still going to be kosher. That's what it means. Shemavdil, not lechatchila. Lechatchila, the din is not that you're mavdil by a chatas of, but that I heard that if you do it, it's not going to passel the chatas of. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina? What do you mean, what's the nafkamina? We just said nafkamina is whether it's kosher or pasul. That's as big a nafkamina as you can get. If you decapitate the chatas of, is it kosher or is it not? So my benayu, Rashi has to retranslate it over here. Kolomar, b'may kamiflagi. Not what's the nafkamina. What are they arguing about? What would lead one shita, the Tanakama, to hold that if you decapitate the chatas of, it's pasul? And what would lead Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon to hold that if you decapitate the chatas of, it's kosher? What's the yisoda machloka? So the Gemara is going to suggest three possibilities of what they may be arguing about. Number one, Amr Rav Chista, Mitzui Chatas Of Ma'akev Ika Benayu. They're arguing whether by Chatas Of you must do Mitzui or not. Meaning, after you sprinkle the blood of the Chatas Of, do you need to do Mitzui? If you look at Rashi, Tanakama Sover, let's see the Gemara first. Tanakama Sover, Mitzui Chatas Of Ma'akev. Tanakama holds the Mitzui of the Chatas Of is Ma'akev. V'kivin de Mitzui Dam Ma'akev. Since the Mitzui is Ma'akev, Ka'avid Maisa Ola B'Chatas Of. You see, what happens is that everyone agrees that by an Ola Sof you need to do Mitzui, and everyone agrees by an Ola Sof you need to decapitate it. So if you hold that a Chatas Of also needs Mitzui, and then you decapitate a chatas ha'of, so it turns out what you're doing to the chatas ha'of is the exact avoda that you're supposed to do with the olas ha'of. That's bad. We don't want you to do the same exact avoda with the chatas ha'of that you would do with the olas ha'of. Then you would say that by decapitating it, you're making it pasul, because by definition, if you hold that you need mitzvah by chatas, just like you need by ola, when you then decapitate it just like you do by ola, you are doing an avoda of an ola on a chatas, That's going to possibly your carbon. That's the Tanakama Shita. So the Tanakama holds when you decapitate the animal, when you decapitate the Chatasov, you are doing an Avodah V'yolosov on the Chatasov, Mela, that's going to be possible. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savar Mitzvah Chatasov Lomak. If Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no requirement of it. The Mitzvah and the Chatasov is not Ma'akev. Only on the Olasov it's Ma'akev. So what if I decapitated the animal? Is there any way I'm able to make this look like a Chatas, not like an Ola? Yeah, one very simple way. Don't do the mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah, it's going to look like an ola. If you don't do the mitzvah, it's still going to look like a chatas. And therefore, it's not going to passle it just because you decapitated it. It's just considered that you cut extra meat, but you didn't make it look like an ola. That's answer number one. Rava Amar, Shia B'Sim Sheini Ba'ola Sa'of Ma'akev Ika B'Nayu. What they're really arguing about is whether if you do Shihia on the second simon in the Ola Sa'of, will that ruin it? Meaning, the fact that you shecht the second simon by the Ola Sa'of, that you cut the second simon by the Ola Sa'of, Rashi says this in the Lamda Shuway. Is that a din that it's part of the Shechita? That the second simon is part of the Shechita like it is by a behemoth, where the animal is not considered dead until you cut the second simon? Or no, by a bird, one simon kills it. One simon is the Shechita. Second simon is a separate din that you need to decapitate it. Nafkamina is, what if you delay? If you delay in the middle of a Shechita, the animal is not kosher, right? What if you delay in the middle of the second simon? So by a behemoth, obviously it's no good. That's the middle of the Shechita. What about by the Olasov? That's what they're arguing about. Tanakam is over Shia B'Sim Sheni Bolosov Lo Ma'akev. Tanakam will say it's not Ma'akev. Ve'avgav D'Shaya Ka'oven Maisa Ola B'Chatas. And therefore, even though you did a Shihia, you're doing a Maisa of an Ola on a Chatas. Meaning, if you do the if you cut the second simon of a Shihia on the carbon Chatas, it's still called a Maisa Ola. Ve'ablozer B'Shim Sover Ma'akev. Given the Shia Machatik Basri Almahu. And therefore, by the Chatas, by definition, it's going to be B'Shihia by the carbon Chatas. Rashi goes through the process by the carbon Chatas. What you need to do is you need to cut one simon, then come around and cut all the surrounding basar, and then if you want, you can cut the if you hold, you're allowed to cut the second simon by the chatas. You can then cut the second simon, but by definition, it's with a shehia. See, if you hold, shehia is okay by an ola. So when you do the second simon with a shehia by the chatas, it's the same thing as you would do by an ola. That's no good. But if you hold, shehia is not okay by an ola, then it's not the same thing you would do by an ola. Third answer is on that process we just described. Abaya marov basar ma'akiv ikbenayu. Do you need to go back and cut rov basar? After you cut that one simon, do you need to go back and cut rov of the basar that surrounds it? Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. And Abaya and Rava happen to be arguing in the same machlokas as Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Chadam Shia b'Sim Sheni b'Olasov ma'akiv ikbenayu. One says that the machlokas is about whether shehia on the simon sheni of the Olasov and the second simon of the Olasov is ma'akiv. The chadam rov basar ma'akiv ikbenayu. And the other one says that whether rov basar is ma'akev is the machlokas. Mechal debin under rov basar b'tchila. But clearly everyone seems to be saying that you lechatchila need to cut rov basar. Says Gemara in, that is absolutely correct. V'atanya, because the Braisa says, ketan molkin chatas of, you know how you do the malika on chatas of, chotech shidro mafrekas below rov basar, you cut the back of the neck without rov basar, just the simen itself, just the bones itself, atchem agil veshet, until you get to the veshet olakana, he gil veshet olakana chotech simen echad, you then cut one of the simanim, o rubo, or rove of one of the simanim, virov basar imo, and then you cut the rove basar with it. Uba'ola shnayim or rov shnayim, but the ola you need to cut both at the same time right there, and or rov of both, but by the chat is just one, but rov basar has to go along with it. Okay, we'll stop there. Mr. Shem, we'll finish the parak and go on tomorrow.